covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it. It's 45 after the hour. The hotline open here for a bit. Why not? 888-900-9966, the Common Sense Hotline, has your name on it. Jerry checking in from Marquette. Jerry, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. I went over to the grocery store and bought me some parsnips for stew. Then I went fishing, saw a sign, warning, wild invasive species, wild parsnips. No mention that it's edible, just that it's poisonous. Now, before they get any special funding to spray poison around my neighborhoods, let them know that they're an edible plant, same as in the grocery store. God must have gave them the reason to spread around.
Really? To the invasive species? You think that's what it is? You think that's where it's coming from? I don't know.
Well, it's a wild parsnip. It's a grocery store vegetable. Same thing.
All right, Jerry. Greatly appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much. The Common Sense Hotline. What's in that parsnip? 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Your thoughts on the election. Tom is joining us in Williamson. Tom, welcome aboard. Tom, hello. I guess Tom's not there. All right, bring him down. No, I don't know what happened to Tom there. All right, then. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. The latest polling out now shows this IBD poll is now a dead heat. It changes every day, comes out every morning at about this time. Dead heat. Here's what's interesting. In the Northeast, it shows Hillary Clinton's winning by 4 points. In the Midwest, it shows that Donald Trump is up by 1 point. In the South, Donald Trump up by 4 points. And in the West, Hillary Clinton up by 5 points. So the South and Midwest are the strongest points for, and of course, the West includes California. The Northeast is a slam dunk for Clinton. So right now, the two polls that we're favoring, Donald Trump, the LA Times poll, and the IBD poll, the LA Times poll is tied straight up. And the IBD poll, the most accurate poll last time around, has changed since yesterday. Trump was up 2 yesterday. It's Hillary Clinton by 1 today. Excuse me, it's straight up tied today. My mistake. Hillary Clinton not up. Which direction is it going to go? You know, I don't know. All right, now we got Tom back. We got that fixed up. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Great. You were talking about Grand Central Station.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was thinking about Times Square, you know, the Masonic Square and Grand. You know, Jesus was the cornerstone. The grand designers, grand architects rejected. What says it right in the Bible? Who are them grand architects? They wouldn't be Maltesers, would they? Or Knights Templars?
You know, Tom, I don't know.
Or maybe the Holy See.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Tom. Well, you know, we take, I got nothing for that. I got nothing for 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. I'll tell you right now, the Republicans will hang on to the United States Senate. I'm quite sure of that, regardless of what happens. Right now, Real Clear Politics has it at a 50-50 split. I couldn't tell you then what would happen in Virginia. There would be a race for the United States Senate seat in Virginia that'll be a multi-$100 million race, because it would decide whether it remained a 50-50 split or the Republicans got a 51-49 split. That's worst case scenario. That's the worst case scenario. Now, I want to ask you something. Did you notice back on Friday there was a massive cyber attack and it utilized machines inside your house like DVRs and so forth, but Twitter, Tumblr, Netflix, Amazon, a whole bunch of websites were brought to their knees, PayPal and Yelp, just to name a few. Din is this company that runs most of these websites. And they got cyber attack. But what the way it worked, and I'm going to have a cyber expert on here, a technology expert, to explain this in better detail. But in effect, it utilized small appliances inside people's homes like yours and mine to create messages that went and flooded and crashed servers, my understanding, and in my very base understanding of how that would have worked. Sending back, but throughout the Northeast, all the way into half of Michigan, all of these things went on. Hey, let's go out to another caller. Let's see how we do on the caller this time around. David, checking in from Mackinac Island. David, how are you today?
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I love your radio show. I listen to you every morning when you're on. The point I just wanted to share was you were discussing about private industry being more efficient and effective almost all the time compared to government operations. And, you know, Donald Trump did that himself in New York. There was that ice rink that was like a public project, and it was just sitting there and not getting done.
It was an eyesore.
I'm tired of looking at it. I'm just going to take care of it, and he did.
Yeah, and that's how private money works, you see. And yet you hear people say all the time, well, that couldn't have been built without government. What are you talking about? Yeah. The railroads of this country were built without government. The rail line systems, the canal systems. You know, the locomotives, the way we move everything in this country, it's done without government. We don't need government to do these things. And you're right, David, Grand Central Station, built with private money. And that's the way it is.
The more I'm learning about this liberal agenda, it's like we're looking at extremes more and more. It's like they want to be responsible for everybody's motivation, everybody's direction. I mean, they undercut the fact that this country is amazing because we have personal freedom, we can express ourselves, and we want success. We want to do something, you know, and make a Carnegie Hall or do something significant with our lives. And it seems like the liberal agenda, it just wants to put this like black cloud over all that.
David, I agree. Economic freedom. Economic freedom has been the greatest driver of independence and you know, people climbing the ladder in this world. Economic freedom is the biggest driver in the history of mankind. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.